Strange love, strange highs and strange lows.
Nobody knows that song.
Strange love, cool kids do. That's how my love goes. Strange love, will you give it to me? What?
Nothing.
So how do you not know Depeche Mode? You're weird like me.
We're
weird. We looked at weird porn to get through high school.
I liked Michael Jackson in the 80s, not Depeche Mode.
You think I was like 4 and buying a copy of Speak and Spell? No. I got into Depeche like when I was 19.
Okay.
Or 17, something like that. It was a very dark time in my life. Drugs stopped getting me high, and I got really depressed, and then I turned to Depeche. That is 100% true, by the way.
Aw.
I got so depressed because a chick that I'd pined for 2 years, she didn't just like end up screwing me. Like, she didn't process my lust for her via osmosis, because I certainly didn't have the balls to ask her out or anything. And the summer before senior year, she got with another guy who promptly, that was the cherry hitting the mortar and pestle.
Uh-huh.
Just, it also sounds like balls hitting the dough.
Your hand?
Hitting the donut. It works on 2 levels. Uh-huh. That's what we call good comedy. Cerebral comedy.
Yeah, you gotta think about it.
That's what we do on this show. So I got so down. I was so down. I was so into this girl. I'm not kidding. I would whack it and think only of her. Like, I didn't have porn back then because this predated the internet.
Yeah, of course.
And I would just think of this girl.
Oh.
So it was like I lost the girlfriend because I didn't want to. Now she'd been sullied. I didn't want this.
You wanted to be the one to ruin her.
I didn't want this slut going through my fantasies anymore. It destroyed me going into senior year.
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I used to take my Dexedrine. I would go off it every summer and go from like 140 pounds to 160.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'd kill for that. And I beefed up to my 160, and I was so down that when I took the Dex, let's bring this down, by the way, the Gray Sky Eternal, the great Gray Sky Eternal, fronted by a man, fronted by Justin Tenpenny, but the guitarist, Will Papa Giorgio. Mm-hmm. Relation, no relation, you figure it out.
I'm going to guess relation.
You guessed right. You're crafty, Laura. That's why you're on the show.
I'm a smart cookie.
That, and you said yes and work weird hours like me.
I totally do.
So I couldn't even go, I couldn't lose the weight. The drugs that used to get me high. I had my first bad trip on cough syrup.
Aww.
Cough syrup used to be my happy drug. I couldn't smoke weed anymore because my friends, we made a pact. We made a pinky swear about weed where we said, look, as long as it's Friday and Saturday, you don't have a problem. If you start smoking during the week, you got a problem.
Yeah.
And then Cartoon Network came out.
Oh, shit.
And they just 5 days a week, Powerpuff Girls.
You can watch that not high.
They didn't.
Yeah, you probably can't.
They certainly didn't blaze that trail, as it were.
Ha ha ha.
Not so much a pun, just sad truth. Oh. They were kind of pioneers of that. I don't, it's like saying you're a pioneer because you figured out pizza tastes delicious while high too, but they discovered Cartoon Network really fun while baked, and they got into that, and I was all alone. I was so ronery.
Oh.
So ronery.
Turned to Depeche Mode?
Yeah.
What about The Cure?
F that.
No?
Ah, F The Cure compared to Depeche Mode.
What about...
I bought Depeche Mode's Violator. Oh, Morrissey's good. The Smiths, that's my jam, too. But Depeche, king of it all.
I think I've got you pegged now.
Why wouldn't you want an industrial beat under your depressive music?
That's true. I really...
Make it a toe-tapper.
I really enjoy that industrial sound.
Who doesn't? That cold, mechanized German thing? I love that.
That's what it is.
KMFDM and Rammstein and all that. Oh, those are the Ministry? Those are my jams, like junior year, sophomore year, freshman year, all of high school, if I'm going to list all 4 years. Let's just save ourselves the time of saying senior year and just go with high school. You're listening, by the way, to Papa's Basement. It's the first episode in about, I think we're a week overdue at this point. We missed the Thursday episode due to snow. I want to apologize. We should have had one in the can. Come on, Snicker. You did. That was a hearty laugh. That was worthy of Robin Quivers herself. So thank you. I've actually listened a bit to Stern again recently. That bitch does not stop laughing. The whole show. It's just like, hour.
Is that what she's there for? Just to...
It's not even like laughing at jokes, though. She just laughs.
That's exactly why she's there, then. Just to make...
like she has a neurological disorder.
Oh.
Like it sounds some sort of tick.
She's adorable and wants everybody to know.
I don't know.
Everything tickles her.
I think she had cancer recently in the bladder.
What?
And she was like ISDNing into the show for a year. I don't listen to Stern much anymore. I am heartily in the Opie and Anthony camp, but I can only listen to so many replays. And after a while, my affections wander. And I will go over to Howard 100 every so often. There, I said it. Judge me, world. Judge me. It's in Papa's basement. Well, actually, Papa's basement. The show's website's in Papa's basement because some piece of crap is sitting on Papa's basement. But it has almost expired, and hopefully none of you listening to this will renew it just to spite me.
I'm sure that he is listening.
It's some girl in Cleveland.
Really?
Not even joking. I looked her up via Who Is and was able to find out. She is just some chick who has like 5 different websites. One is related to a high school softball team.
What?
She has broad interests.
Papa's basement.
So what does Papa's?
For?
Yeah, don't know.
That's creepy, actually.
For 5 years, it was a kind of drawing, like a stick figure drawing of a little girl coming down a set of stairs into a basement with a dog with his tongue out. And it was like, coming soon. And that's all it said. It looked like a peanut butter porn site, you know? Watch little Teresa discover the clitoris.
That's what you said. I wasn't going to say that.
Oh.
That's horrible.
It wasn't good. And I swear they bought it like 2 weeks before I looked at websites. That was what really got to me.
So would you change it? Would you buy that one instead?
I would buy Papa's and then just get it to route to In Papa's. I think that would be the play.
Oh,
so I'm
that's
out
smart.
An extra 10, 15 a year. But so what? That's $1 a month.
Yeah.
I can do
nothing.
Math real good like up here.
Yeah, let's use them brains.
Yeah, it shows websites inpapasbasement.com. I haven't been doing much with it lately because frankly, I don't get any feedback. No one tells me it's good. No one tells me it's bad. I do know that I put a real effort into the show.
I leave comments on your show sometime.
Yeah, I think I actually do get comments. This might be really, really bad because I do get comments and I've had to spam filter all of WordPress because all I get is new user registrations from fake profiles who are like, excellent article. I love all the points you made. Have you heard that shark fin soup gives you extra long erections? It's weird how they try to mask what they're doing. It isn't just a direct
that's
link.
That's fantastic.
It's like, you said several excellent things, and I enjoyed this thoroughly. It's always very neutral. It's never like this made me laugh because the spam bot might be hitting like a cancer blog.
Yeah.
It's like, several peals of laughter issued forth from my voice. Great article about lymphocytes attacking your organs. It's never that. It's just like, you said several smart things. And have changed the way I've looked at this subject.
Well, that's how you know it's fake, because they...
Yeah, exactly.
You said several smart things.
It's like, I crapped out 2 sentences before linking to an MP3. I don't know where you got several. I gussied up a link for iTunes to find. But it's hard doing this. I'm not going to lie. It hasn't grown into crap. Everyone thinks they're going to put their product out there, Laura, as you yawn heartily. And you're in studio. You're in studio and you're yawning. Can you imagine what someone listening to this... in their little earbuds is thinking. They're like, Jesus Christ, I'm out.
I leaned away from the mic to
Oh, so you look like a lion on top of a felled gazelle. You're just like...
That makes me happy. I'm a lion.
Do you want the lights up?
No.
I actually dimmed them so we look like a real radio studio today. People don't know this.
Yeah,
people
it might
who
be
haven't
making
worked,
me sleepy.
Bring them up then.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to operate. People don't know
this. I really
this.
Don't want to see any more of your face.
Most radio studios are very, very dark. And I concluded it's because, Laura, you thought it was because DJs are ugly on average.
Usually.
I thought it's because they're fat on average. But, and the bulbs make them sweat more of their lifeblood out.
That
secrete, really, is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, they're big, fat fatzos. I remember certain people I worked with at a certain station, they had to jam the air conditioner way, way down every time they got in. I'm talking 15 degrees.
It's cold in here, that makes me feel less fat.
Yeah, we're insulated.
Yeah.
It makes you sharp. It makes your nipples all pointy and focused. I can't tell with you, but with me, I have the perma-erect big nipples.
That's adorable.
They're kind of creepy.
That's...
every woman I'm with in a sexual capacity comments upon them.
No way.
Yeah. I don't really care because I've already had sex with them, but it's just something for them to like notice and fiddle with.
What do they say?
Just like, wow, you have big nipples. Like, okay.
All right.
You did blow me, right? You blew big nipple, man? Okay, then. Joke's on you if there's an issue with them.
I mean, they're not really for anything, so I guess just to look at them, it's a little off-putting, I guess, if they're gigantic.
They're not gigantic. I guess they're just always somewhat erect.
Well, there's a difference between...
And the areola is not like a small white person.
Okay,
areola.
See, that's what I was going for, because yes. I was going to say, when someone says...
I want to say I have a good quarter. You want to see my nipples?
No, I don't.
What the hell?
I totally don't.
What the hell?
I totally
don't. You tell
don't.
Me.
I'm saying right now that I don't.
I'm not
and you're
pulling out my
shirt
penis.
Up.
It's a nipple. I can show this at a pool. It's not a big issue.
Oh, my God.
Can you look?
Fine.
I'm not asking you to suckle them.
Ew.
This isn't a Jim Norton request.
Oh, God. I just gagged.
There.
See, it's not. It'd be different if you had, like, you know, a smooth chest. But you've got hair, so it's like it blends in with the rest of it.
Okay. So, they don't know
either. I've
seen
bigger.
There. Now you sound like someone who slept with me.
Oh, aw.
Zing.
Womp, womp.
Yes. I don't want to piss and moan, and we're going to move past, and we're going to do a show. But for a variety of
no,
reasons.
No, this is nipple talk.
For a variety. I wish we could do more of a nipple segment. I wish we could.
Just get a bunch of dudes in here and we can...
No, the other, the good nipples.
No, no, no.
The other...
No.
Come
if,
on.
If it's going to be good radio, it has to be... Yeah, okay.
Well, for I'm guessing for you, nipples are not an issue. You're mm-hmm. a girl. What do you care?
No.
Really?
Well,
I have nipple preferences, though.
Well, so do I, but I don't... Make
They're not
it
a big issue.
A habit to see a lot of females in person. Without their tops on.
Oh, so you're saying you have a female nipple preference.
Yeah,
for a
man.
Dude, you don't care.
No, dudes, doesn't matter.
I think if you're a dude, as long as it isn't going down to like your fifth rib.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're okay.
I mean, anybody with saucers is a little off-putting, male or female. So.
How big is a saucer? Because I might be a sucker for saucers. A little bit. I might enjoy, and that's the problem, because I enjoy a nice erect nip through a top.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy a large areola. And I feel... My DNA is calling out to me to breed more large nippled children. So I'm almost compelled to go
the
other
exactly
direction.
What that is.
Even though I don't feel the sexual attraction to that, I feel I have to pare it down. Just the same way I in bed, a short woman is awesome to just toss around. Like just ragdoll that bitch.
Spinners.
It's spinners. Spinners. they're great. But you can't have a short kid. Can you have a short kid, Laura?
Me personally,
we all can. I know
I'm
how DNA 5'4", works.
So
you're in the bounds of like a normal height, though.
Really?
Yes, 5'4".
I feel like I'm
fine.
A little short.
You're a touch short. I would say maybe a normal girl height, like 50 percentile, is 5'5". But with the Latino community blossoming the way it is, it's going to be 5'3".
Yeah,
it's addition via subtraction.
I went like all my adult life saying I was 5'3", and I recently found out I'm 5'4". So.
Oh, I just cling to 5'9", because one time I got a physical and I was 5'9", instead of 5'8.5", and I'm like, that time, that one.
Oh,
that's what
you were standing up extra straight.
Exactly. It was right after I had my temperature taken, and I reacted like a dog at the pound.
I was going to ask if that's when you had your fro.
Yeah, probably. But to be fair, the metal tongs that are on the scale mash down your hair.
Yeah, but if you have more hair, then the more there is to pile on and... When it gets mashed together, it's a little higher, so, you know.
I suppose. It's the same way if you haven't shaved down there in a while. It cushions on impact. It's softer for the woman, even if it's also disgusting. And you look like a Viking's beard after coitus.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Is it?
No.
You're like me.
I'd be
we
laughing.
Are so dead inside.
Yeah.
We just say,
a little bit.
That is so funny. Instead of any sort of laughter being issued from us, we're like,
that's funny.
That is not bad.
That's pretty good.
I'll even say that. I'll be like, that is pretty good. That is not horrible, unlike the show.
I have a lot of people at work that always say, like, you're so stupid. Like, instead of laughing, because that's what I've noticed that. I've noticed
that's
there are so
mean.
Many people that do that. Like,
I'm gonna show
you're
you
so
my
stupid.
Favorite. These are as large as a nip gets that I still enjoy.
I'm watching the reflection in your glasses.
I'm like a mad scientist right now. Because the lights are dim in the studio, you can see the iPhone bouncing off my glasses. Come on. Come on. Ugh, I hate that we don't have internet. I'm not going to look up Jada Fire. Jada Fire is this black chick who got implants. Oh, do you get interwebs in here?
Yeah, man.
Really? Okay, type in Jada Fire. They're huge areolas, but I dig them. Just putting that out there. Carmella Bing. I like that one, too. You know, a listener, one of the few listeners who does do something for me, David. Good old at really profound. He's a good egg. Oh, are you freaked out? Are you freaked out a little bit? Yeah, those are Titanic. I mean, that's like an almost fisheye lens on her nips.
Oh, my.
Something about it.
Oh, my.
It just says these are dirty and for sex. These cannot sustain a baby. These are just dirty. Smack them around.
My.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, your boy.
I hope T-Mobile doesn't see the websites I've been looking at.
David sent me a picture of a really busty chick he had bedded back in the day. That's a listener who cares.
Aww.
That's a listener who cares. Anyone who tweets me, you're good people.
That's nice.
Just tweet that you did anything with it. Facebook like it. At Papa's Basement if you want to tweet me. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. It ain't rocket surgery, as we say in the biz. You look it up. Just say hello, I listened once. Say if you hated me. Just look it up and say it. I'm looking for that. I need that feedback. You know why? This is for episode 2. We're recording 2 in a row. I'm dealing with some addictions of mine. And now that they're a little suppressed, a little underfoot, I'm feeling real feelings. And I'm having to get actual feedback and positivity from the things in my life. I can't just do things mindlessly and then go back to my addictions anymore to numb myself to the nothingness I draw from the show and the website. These have to start providing something for me. I'm do you want to futz with the mic some more?
Sorry, I was adjusting myself. I mean, I was, shut up. I was resituating myself and then I had to move the mic because I was far away from it then. I'm sorry.
Do you find you're in the same boat sometimes?
I never thought of it like that. I, you know, as we are both artists of different.
You're a philatrix.
I don't.
I made that up, but okay. it sounds like a real word.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I know fellatio is.
Yeah, that's. I thought you were making a.
So I think a philatrix is one who performs that well.
Oh, okay.
You brag about that.
I do not.
I think as soon as these mics go off, you're like, I play it like an
instrument.
I certainly
do not. I do not.
I because like anybody, Miles Davis anybody, on a trumpet.
No. Time out. Anybody that brags about stuff like that, never going to be good. Like,
That's true, but I feel a lot of people who don't brag about it are pretty lousy, too.
I can't tell you how many guys I've met that have been like, yeah, I'm amazing at this. And then I, like, talk to somebody, and I'm like, have you ever, you know, been with this guy? Like, yeah,
were they bragging about paying their bills?
Yeah.
Turns out they're broke.
Yeah, they're really poor.
Credit rating over 750.
I'm so rich. No, I can't handle that because when, same thing, like, when I was in high school, I did, like, choir and music and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people who were like, yeah, I've won
but
all
we're too
these.
Cool for Depeche Mode.
Yeah, exactly. I've won all the, well, again,
I've won a choiry.
When
is that the award?
When Depeche Mode
for high school
made their comeback in the 90s, I was still in middle school, so.
Don't call it a comeback. They've been there for years.
Okay, fine.
Continue.
No, just all the people that are like, yeah, I was in this show and I'm such a good singer, and then they sing and they're horrible. Like, mm-hmm. People who talk about themselves in a positive light, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, cool.
So by actively throwing out there that my show is dog-ass, you're saying I am reinventing radio like no one since Marconi.
Exactly.
Okay. Continue.
That's how you go.
Continue is my thing, by the way, today.
If you build it up, you're gonna let somebody down because people have expectations if you start bragging about things, no matter what it is.
Well, the best thing you can do.
Like, oh, I give the best back rubs.
Who would even, what kind of I'm going to F you in a Florida retirement community line is that?
Dude, you haven't heard
people. I get
a
special Ben Gay.
That's how people get people back to their apartments.
The back rub?
Yeah, like, hey, I give good back rubs. And they're like, okay.
I say back rub, but I do it with a bow finger to my mouth.
That's adorable.
And I'm like, if you catch my drift.
By back, I mean.
Yeah.
Your front.
Back of your G-spot with my tongue. What?
You have a long tongue, apparently.
Yeah, Gene Simmons ain't got S on me.
Oh, my. What were we talking about?
We were talking about when you cope with your addictions and you can't lose the pain you're feeling and the frustration in addiction, you start feeling things again.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've been feeling is I want this show to do more and I want the site to do more. I'm sick of it being a pet project. Because
mm-hmm.
I know so many creative people that really are stuck in a rut like that. Like, they do such great things, and yet it doesn't... the measure for success really isn't it that you make it your livelihood without, quote-unquote, selling out? Wouldn't you say that, Laura?
Selling out? I don't...
Okay, like, for me, for example, I like radio. I like talking.
Yes.
I could have, at this point, secured a paycheck in this industry doing, like, news sound editing, news anchoring, sports talk.
Yeah, but then you're spending your time doing something you don't love, and then that drains the life out of
you. Yes, so that's not succeeding in some capacity. You've gotten close, but you didn't hit the mark. So really, for me, success would be doing this kind of show and getting paid for it. You see where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Because I can do this kind of show right now with no repercussions, not worrying about it, because no one pays for it. There's no stakes in it. Nothing. It's a fart in a small room right now. I want it to be bigger. I want it to do things. I want it. It should be my livelihood. That's what I want. I would love to just be able to assemble a daily cast, and it pays us all. I'm not saying a bunch.
That would be nice.
It'd be great. Enough where it's worth your time. Like, when you're not getting feedback and you're not getting money, it's just hard doing it over and over. When the initial purpose of the show was to get me into radio, and it got me into radio and then it got me out of radio, you kind of wonder what the hell you're doing. It's been over 6 years of this thing at this point. 6.5 years I've been doing this show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but it's been fun.
It has.
It's not like a pain. Like, you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't love it.
Yes and no. It's the same way a diet and the gym are kind of fun in that they get you a good body. But if I could wave a wand and just have that body, would you really want to spend your time in the gym?
Of course
wouldn't
not.
You? Yeah, I'd rather have a magical power where I eat gelato and it gives me a six pack.
Gelato.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
It totally is.
You guineas, you do the ice cream right. Same with this show. If at this stage right now, it's fun, but I'm trying to build it towards something. I want it to get me noticed. I want some sort of feedback. And you don't get it. So after a while, would you go to the gym over and over and over if you never lost a pound and never made a muscle?
No, I'd kill myself.
We're a little gross like that.
I'm serious. No, I'm not serious. But I'd sink into a deep, deep
it
depression.
It would frustrate you. Because so much of this is work at it and something happens. And what if you've just been doing it a long time and nothing happening? And I don't feel I put out a bad product. I think it's lazy in some ways, if I'm going to be honest. I don't secure guests because for the most part, I don't like guests. The few times I do have guests on, they're people I want to talk to. Because what the hell else is the point? Like, a few weeks ago, I had Sean F. on, who does like Opie and Anthony parody songs. And it's like, I love Opie and Anthony. I love that dude's work. Why the hell not have him on and have a talk? Because otherwise, how else am I going to talk to him? And am I going to direct message him on Twitter? And be like, hey, buddy, you want to talk sometime? It sounds like a gay pickup.
How'd you get him?
We just follow each other on Twitter. And one time I was like, oh, we should probably chat.
Oh, nice.
There are a couple other people I've had on that I like. Rachel Axler. She's like a writer and producer. Hmm. And she was involved. The big one she was involved with that I enjoy, New Girl. Kind of burned out on New Girl, but I enjoyed it in the day. And there's several other things. If you Google Rachel Axler, she's been part of a lot of crap, and I had her on the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because, again, she's someone doing something I respect and find interesting. But I can't bring myself to pull the trigger on the type of stars that I suppose I could secure at this rung. Like, I can probably get, like, B-list porn stars. I don't know if London Keys has moved out of my grasp yet. Probably. Good old London Keys. She looks Asian but has big jugs.
Oh, that's a good mix.
Yeah, yeah. A very smart choice on her part, being half white and half Asian.
If you can make that choice.
Exactly.
It's a good choice.
I just... I, And I feel bad because lately I've been missing episodes left and right. Part of that, by the way, is because I'm good for about 2 episodes per session. Again, has to do with the fact I'm not paid for this. This is just in the middle of my day. I'm crapping out 2.5 hours of recording. And one of them had been the Papa's football podcast for a long time. I'm putting my foot down on that. From now on, we're just doing 2 Papa's basements a week whenever Howard and I record together. We're going to do the football show via Skype. I don't, compared to Papa's basement, it's not important to me. If Papa's basement is suffering to put out the damn football show, that's not right. It's like owning a Rolls Royce dealership and a Kia dealership, and the Kia is sinking the Rolls Royce. At some point, you got to figure which one is more prestige. I mean, this is more like, I want to say a Hyundai dealership versus a Kia dealership. You're talking 2 shades better, but it's still better. I would have made a gremlin joke there, but like that car is 40 years old. At this point, the only people who know what the gremlin is are people who have seen it parodied on The Simpsons.
Dude, I know what a gremlin is.
AMC gremlin, right?
Yeah, man.
GMC? AMC is the movie theater.
AMC is... I saw one, like...
In a museum?
A couple years ago in a parking lot at a grocery store. We were just walking in. I was just like, is that a gremlin? My friend was like...
Did the license plate read Mole Man?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see. But yeah, man. One person still has one.
They still live. That blows my mind. Let's do Valentine's for the rest of the episode. Hell, man, I wanted to talk. It's my show. If I'm not talking about what's truly on my mind right now, what is the point of this? Yeah. If I'm not getting listeners, if I'm not getting sponsorship, then who cares? Then who cares? Just talk out loud and hopefully it's entertaining to someone.
That's all you can hope for.
Thank you for that. That was a profound insight.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk snow? Do you want to talk snow disaster? Are we going to do our 20th snow show? All we ever do is snow shows.
Snow shows.
GD snow shows. Anytime it snows. Here, I'll summarize what happened to me. This is going to take 30 seconds. Wednesday night. Thursday, we were scheduled to come in and record the Thursday episode. And guess what? The station was shut down Thursday and Friday. And then for President's Day, didn't open till 4. So I got a little boned. I'm sorry.
Aww.
I'm very, very sorry on that. Wednesday night, I had to go out and do my locksmithly duty. That is how I make my money, because it sure as hell ain't this show. We just established that with the first 30 minutes of this program. I got one company that gives me 90% of my work. They need me there within 48 hours. Wow. 48 hours was closing that Wednesday night as snow started to fall. And I was like, screw it. I'll be a big man. And I drive out to Bum F, a.k.a. Leesburg, Virginia, a very hilly, mountainous region.
Little car.
It's just a Hyundai Elantra. It's not tiny.
Sorry. Your big manly car.
It's the midsize, I thought. Is it not?
That's what they tell you
about people bragging, and like if they're saying they have a huge member and they're probably not going to have one at the end of the day. That's how I am with cars. If you see a guy and he's got a Honda Civic, he's secure.
Well, I just mean like in the weather, I feel like your car wouldn't be the best.
Well, part of what is making it not so great for the weather is the front 2 tires have been bald for several months.
Oh,
my last few oil changes, I've been told they will not pass inspection. I'm like, well, that's March. That's March's problem.
Are you a woman? Like,
they don't look that bald. Like, they look treadly to me. And yet, I've heard they're jacked up. I just replaced them like 30-something thousand miles ago. I think that's what pisses me off.
That's a long time.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought they were supposed to get like 45-ish.
Well, I guess it depends on what kind of tires.
I drive like a very aggressive Asian woman.
Well, there you go.
And in terms of tires, they were Hancock, I think. It's like Hankook. So is that Hankook? Uncook? I don't know.
Cook?
I got them off the interwebs. And I blew out the back 2 just popping them on various things.
Oh, my God.
So those are like the cheapest ones you can get over at name a tire place.
Nope.
Nationwide. They're giant Nationwide's insurance.
Tire fire.
NTB. There you go. NTB, right?
I have no idea.
NTB does tires. I go every time I pop a tire lately, I just lurch my way into that parking lot and I go, what is your cheapest piece of crap?
Well, that is why they're bald.
No, those 2 are aging better than the expensive ones I got off the internet. So shut it.
Well, you got it on the internet.
Shut it, little miss, I know things.
Shut your face. Okay.
So I had to go out and pretend that I could handle the snow in my little S-mobile, as you've characterized it. To me, the Elantra, average car. Average size car.
Okay.
Is it not?
Okay.
It's not the Ford Focus. I used to have a Ford Focus, and a girl I was trying to screw was like, why do you own this little micro machine car? And I never got crap off her. We held hands.
Aww.
And then I found out she used to bang everyone.
Aww. That's depressing.
Yeah. It's like the vault to Fort Knox, and it just has the combination taped and a post-it right on the front.
And you let it go.
And I'm just like, that wouldn't be fair to use that. Wouldn't be right. Let's hold hands some more.
Aww.
Would you like another dinner?
That's adorable.
Going to trot you around as my girlfriend.
She totally used you.
We're tight to this day. We have a weird relationship now. We're friends. I don't know, man.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's a strange bond we have. We're in touch. We have some shared addictions. Mm-hmm. This will be an undercurrent you're going to notice throughout the next couple shows. Me realizing I have addictions, and not cool ones either.
No.
Not like,
cocaine or...
I'm not John Frusciante. Yeah, I'm not ditching heroin so I can get back into Red Hot Chili Peppers. I have very lame addictions, befitting a lame man such as myself.
You collect Hummels. That's an addiction.
Are you, that's an investment.
Okay.
So I drive out to the outlet mall 30 minutes away in the mountainous Leesburg region. And I'm, of course, my mom is weeping like I'm going off to the NOM because that's what moms do.
Yeah, that's what happens.
They just
you.
Exaggerate. I myself thought it was kind of fun at first because I like driving in the snow. Mm-hmm. And I still do like driving in the snow in a vacuum. It's the people that make the snow bad. Just like the people make everything bad, Laura.
Yes. Life would be better without all these people.
Yeah. The snow started coming down fast and furious while I was on the job site. And really? No Too Fast, Too Furious, Ludacris reference for us?
I've never seen any of those movies.
You don't need to have seen it to know the song of our generation.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Moving on.
Is there really a Ludacris song called Fast and Furious? Are you going to play it?
And now the show
pauses. Are we going to have to pay somebody?
Now the show pauses. Shut up about that part. Now the show pauses so that Shorty can hear what I'm kicking in her ear.
Did you just call me Shorty?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Here it comes. This is what I call YouTube. Have you used it?
Rarely.
It's called Act a Fool, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh.
I thought it was just called Too Fast, Too Furious. And now we have a 30-second ad for Pompeii we're sitting through. Get padding, girl.
Why did they make that a movie?
Why is it 30 seconds?
Why is the movie longer than 30 seconds?
I bet it has a happy ending. I bet, speaking of Hummels, that everyone who stars in this doesn't get turned into a statue at the end.
But how is that possible?
They had a little rowboat.
Did they
rewrite
history?
And they outpaced the volcano.
Hey, you know what would be great? Like, I'm thinking about this table. People sitting around the table. Ow. That really hurt my ears.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It starts the
way
I've
heard this song.
Really? You don't hear this. You experience it and you live it.
I'm just saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, my God. This is so bad.
You thought I was going away.
Oh, I did. I'm too fast for y'all. I just came home. Oh, what happened to you, Ludacris? I used to like you.
He just came.
My freshman
this
year.
This is like 02 Ludacris. How long did you like him?
I liked him in like 04.
So that was, he got good then?
I don't know. I don't know when the music was from. I got it from like LimeWire.
Oh.
Anyway.
That is always the sign of a rough transition. Transition.
Transition. Oh, God.
The anyway?
Yeah.
That is my crutch. Don't worry. That is my Tiny Tim crutch as well.
Oh.
When I don't know how to get it back to point A, I just go, anyhow. Anyhow.
Just, no, time out. I'm trying to figure out how this Pompeii movie got made. Like especially, like, now I'm really hoping it has a happy ending because I'm just picturing these bunch of people sitting around a table going, what if...
Are you kidding?
What if
it's
Pompeii
going to have the happy ending? It's going to be
ended well,
like the beginning of Superman, where yeah, what's his face, Gladiator, Russell Crowe, and then I forget who his wife was in that. It's going to be like the Zack Snyder Superman, where it's like, oh, Kal-El knows this is going down, and so these two are going to be like, dude, I invented the first seismograph using chicken bones. And this volcano is going to blow, and the Roman consul will be like, screw you, and they're going to rowboat away to like a safe island and be like, maha.
They didn't have
They'll do a Nelson Mons.
They didn't have a word for volcano until after Pompeii.
Really?
Yes.
They had OS.
Yes. It was just, it was, point. No, seriously, it was a mountain. They didn't know it was going to kill everybody. Would they have lived there if they knew?
I don't know if people live in a little place called Nolens, and that seems to get the hurricane every so often.
That's true.
And people still live at Pompeii.
I was going to say, they knowingly live under sea level.
People are dumb. People in Los Angeles live 6 inches from the ocean in a house on stilts where there's mudslides and fires and earthquakes.
That's why the stilts are there, though. So the fire and the earthquakes and the mudslides go under the house. The bears on fire sliding through the mud.
So even the strongest of periods couldn't bring them out of the woods to pillage. So I'm going to Leesburg. I'm at the outlet mall. Leesburg is kind of it's near hoity-toity folk. It's a weird mix of country bumpkins who live further north and west and those who are the nouveau riche, is that what I'm looking for?
I've been there, I think.
That sounds like something I put in my coffee, but it could be a term, too.
It sounds like a
means new rich. Yeah, the nouveau riche.
Oh, God.
Stops your husband and the rapist.
Oh.
That wasn't funny.
That wasn't funny.
I don't even mean in a shocking way. Like, it wasn't funny. Just wasn't a good joke. It
was not a good joke. Can you cut that out?
No. I'll just let it sit there.
We're just going to sit on it for a while, aren't we?
I want it there so that everything you thought that was bad before is now compared to a new baseline.
Yeah.
A new low. Bottom. Yeah. So you're like, by comparison, he did all right.
Oh.
What got to me, they were saying at what point stay the hell off the roads. This snow is coming down quickly. 6 p.m., let's say.
I was going to say the day before.
Yeah. But by 6 p.m., every news outlet in the entire area is just beating it. Like, oh my God, don't go out there. Just watch us all the time. We are no longer viable as news. The internet exists, but every so often when it snows, you bitches come crawling back. Ah! That was my impression of Doug Kamer, NBC4 newsman. Ejaculator.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's accurate.
What got to me, I cannot tell you how many empty-headed, blonde, bim-looking chicks were pulling in to the outlet mall, which closes, I want to say, at 9, pulling in 8:15-ish with snow dumping down. It really gets to me that people actually shop because so much
shoes.
Of my business is servicing Gaps, Banana Republics, Old Navies, and God bless these people who shop. Because they keep those things in business, which keep me in business. Who effing shops? Much less when they've been told to stay the hell off the road. I know they're all like, well, I have an Escalade that has a 46-inch
yep.
wheel well. So I have airplane tires on my SUV.
I can
drive. Yeah, I have Inspector Gadget's car. It has both wings and a chopper blade. Nothing. We didn't do Gadget as a kid?
I totally did.
Okay. Can't make a reference to Dr. Claw, the cat.
I was trying to add on to that and I got nothing.
Oh, hold on. My mom is calling a bunch because obviously I'm not answering, so I'm dead. I'm on air, okay? Bye. Ta-da!
That was adorable.
No, it was precious.
That's so cute.
That kept it civil. I was pissed, though. I mean, I had to bail out on the job. No joke. It was coming down that fast. I'm like, I will not reasonably get home. Why chance it? It's coming. I went in for 5 minutes and came back out, and there was maybe like 1/4 inch of snow on the car. I'm like, that is creepy.
Yeah.
That is the kind of stuff where a guy has to eat his last sled dog, and then he's like, I'm just going to nap for 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then they find him looking like Jack Nicholson in The Shining the next spring.
I understand that.
So reference. I was like, the hell with that. I managed to actually jack up the car in the snow, too, because with the winds, the little eddies, if you will, the swirling. I'm talking about the dog from Frasier.
the chasing snow, his tail in the snow.
The snow covered one of those little, I don't know, 6-inch asphalt dividers.
On the parking spaces?
No, just like in a median on the highway.
Oh.
Where I wasn't supposed to merge over quickly.
Oh.
And enough of it had been covered, so I'm just like driving over it, and I hear,
oh,
like, what was that? And then I hear what sounds like a bolt being plucked off the undercarriage. Just a hardy metal bink. Like if you were the Tin Woodsman and you were clipping your nails, it was that kind of sound. It's like pink. And then just as my car's undercarriage is being shorn down by this asphalt. And it's so funny. You spend your whole time trying to keep your car alive. I had to merge, by the way, because people were just speeding by in the snow. And if they weren't speeding, they were doing 2 miles an hour. It was like the Frogger effect. Like, I can't get in. One of you ass AHs, I don't even know if I can say the whole plus the ass on the clean episode. One of them was speeding by too quickly. One was too slow. So I had to just take an opportunity I could, because also the snow was coming down to the point I couldn't really see. Did I want to be out in any of this, by the way? No. Doing it for business. I don't know what their excuse was.
Is $10 worth it?
This was so... my effing customers would not ditch me, and I suddenly wouldn't be reduced to, well, I'd be reduced to trying to get this to pay off. So maybe it's the best thing that
maybe
could ever happen to
me. Yeah, you never know.
So I love how your brain reacts in I'm doing actively horrible things to my car mode. I instantly switched from like, how is this happening, to in for a penny, in for a pound, and just slam it over the rest of the way and get the other tires to go
God.
Over this divider. I spent the rest of the ride home listening for hissing, trying to see what the hell I could have done to this vehicle.
Looking in your rear view to see if there's anything trailing behind
you. I did that once. Every story I've told 10 times, let's make it 11. I was driving up Highway 81. Which, if you've gone to college down at Virginia Tech, JMU, it's this big corridor that runs down the Virginia Panhandle and is a huge truck artery. Trucks love, I would just assume, putting on some bluegrass, peeing into an empty Coke bottle, and driving on 81. Lots of crushed tires, like truck tires, which have these massive steel belts in them.
Ooh.
And I went over one time. And was frantically flagged down about a mile later. I thought the people were flagging me down to kill me and eat me because country folk are that different from
you and I. Yeah.
And it turns out the tire belts had like snake fangs punctured my gas tank. And I'd just been going like a cat marking its territory all over 81.
Oh, my God.
And I looked down and sure enough, my tank is empty where it had been at 3/4, not 3 minutes earlier.
Oh, my God. You didn't notice that?
No, why do you ever look at your speed so you don't get pulled? You never look at your gas because your gas typically isn't going down an eighth of a tank per minute.
That's true.
So don't drive over things. It's bad. I had flashbacks to that. I'm like, did I rip out? Oh, another time I ripped out my oil pan. I thought it'd be hilarious to drive my crapmobile car that I had at the time behind my middle school and just drive it on the track and be like, I'm faster than I used to walk. Ha ha. And I was partying with my friends. I was in a kind of manic mode. And then we hit one dip, and I learned about the oil pan that day and how it can be ripped out of a vehicle. And I ripped out the oil pan, heard that my undercarriage had smashed against the pavement, panicked, and then tried to drive out the other side from which I entered on one side, went around the back of the school, proved I was a big man to the girl whose boobs I wanted to see.
Did you?
No. She was actually screwing my friend, and I didn't even realize it at the time. What a cuck. And cuckold.
Oh.
You know, just sitting there watching while the other guy gets it.
Yes, I know what it
is. And I'm pulling out the other side now in a stone cold panic. My mania of like, ha ha, look what I'm doing. Screw you, school I got in trouble at, has faded to, I'm so dumb. Why am I such a stupid piece of S? I just need to get out of here and pretend this didn't happen. I have to mash it past a school bus and this wrought iron fence. Which they're too close together, So I hopefully any kind of statute has expired. I push through and I just hear on both sides of the, is there a worse sound than that?
No.
Is there a worse sound than I think I can make this, and then just metal buckling. Like a can being opened.
Oh, my brain.
Yeah, and I just pull out. I've caved in both sides of my car. I've ripped in the the oil pan,
God.
Which then proceeds to leave a trail back to my house because I'm dumping oil. And it rained really hard. And guess what? Oil and water don't mix. The trail existed for months. Thank God no one put anything together and was like, why is my bus kind of screwed up looking? And why is there like red paint all over this wrought iron bar fence thing?
You are excellent with cars.
I'm a dunce in every aspect of my life.
Oh.
You have some car things going on too?
Yeah.
What did you do? What did you do? You have an equally awesome mobile. I possess the 120,000 Hyundai Elantra mobile. You have a
superior Honda Accord. Thank you very much.
I don't like the Accord. The Accord is like the family car, and the Civic is the sporty one.
What? No, it's not.
Don't give me that what.
I can't fit a family in my car. I've tried.
That was you.
Delightful.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know, man.
People need to think you're really sexy on air.
Oh, yeah.
And instead, you've ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it tastes like carrots.
Ew.
What? Oh. We ate carrots earlier.
You did. You drank carrots.
That's true.
You drank the blood of several carrots.
Laura and I, before the show, I didn't want to eat a second breakfast. I've been giving
a lot of thought
to how I'm fat, and second breakfast seemed like a good place to start not being fat. So I went one breakfast, which only contained orange juice and two pieces of pizza. So health not right here.
I had a bite of pizza before I left, and then I was like, man, this is bad.
Really? The pizza was bad. Not that you were doing it was bad.
Oh, yeah. Correct. The pizza was like...
You're like, why can't this be better pizza?
The pizza wasn't stored correctly, and it was gross.
Oh, I woke up to this. I didn't even know we had it the night before. I literally just woke up to tinfoiled cover pizza, because my mom believes that the cats get on everything, but tinfoil scares them. In truth, they get on everything, and they just shove away the tinfoil if they want to get on more stuff. I don't know why she thinks... I put out caltrops, if you really want to stop them. You're like, what are caltrops?
Yep.
They are... Think of a marble
mm-hmm.
that has a nail sticking out of four ends.
Oh, my God.
So it always lands with, like a tripod
jack.
Base, and then the fourth one is sticking straight up. It's what you would do to stop horses if your castle was under siege. Surprised you don't know that off the top of your head.
I got
don't it. You ever have like a wet dream that you have a button you can mash and caltrops would just dump out of the back of your car
all the time
and the cop following you would just get flat tires?
Yes. No, I don't.
And then like
that's
Foggy Mountain Breakdown
scary, actually.
Would start. You know what? While I've got the board, while I'm not recording at home, we're going to do some music through the board.
Oh.
This is what I hear. Got to type it in. Add for me for a second. This is what I would hear once I hit the caltrops button and escaped. Oh, God. Come on. I wanted an old version. Why is there no just clean version of this? Going nuts. And why is there an ad for everything? Don't you understand? I want to play you on radio illegally and you're derailing my momentum. There you go. I hit this and I beat it. And you know the problem?
You're not,
I'm not Hillful.
You're not...
B, I'm not Spy versus Spy.
Or
Spy Hunter, which I meant to say.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Good call. There you go. There you go, Little Miss Contributor. C, though, here's the real problem. I totally brain farted. Oh, yeah, no, I got it back. Look at me making connections. Again, dealing with stuff, and suddenly my brain's working.
So clever.
Doesn't every pig... Sorry if you're a cop and a listener. You're good people. You're not the ones I'm talking about. I'm cool with cops until they're pulling me over, and then they're pig mother effers. Same way everyone, you know, that fine African-American gentleman, and if he cuts me off in traffic, I have another name for him. What? What?
I didn't say anything.
You looked at me.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I was... No, I totally didn't. You just wanted me to, so you could be like, I'm offensive. I don't know.
So then, yeah. My name is Guy Who Cut Me Off. And I shake my finger. That's how strong my language
you
gets.
You shake your finger.
You thought I was going to use that rap person word. I wasn't.
I can't focus with this song in my ears.
Don't you want to just get to the finish line of the episode with that?
I want to hoedown.
I hate this version. It has a...
There are different versions?
Well, this was like a new one that came out, God, at this point, maybe 8 years ago, but it has Steve Martin on the banjo. I hate that Steve Martin does non-comedy things. It really creeps me out.
I love that.
Because they're not weird either. Like, he's like Grammy Award winning for his country banjo work.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like Bill Murray, I'm okay with what that comedian has aged into. Like, he just wanders around and... Like, I forget what bar he was at, and people would just place orders, and he'd, like, really listen intently, and then just come back and pour them the same tequila. You'd be like, okay, I want two Heinekens, and I want an Appletini, and he'd be like, yes, yes, okay. And then come back and just dump you three tequila shots. Which, I mean, it's kind of dumb, but it's funny at the same time. You're like, he's that zany school of comedy. This is zany. He's old. Tee-hee-hee. Like, there's something weird about it. I don't want my funny person to have other skills.
Aww.
It's like finding out an athlete. Like, a really fit guy is also super intelligent and a good person. You're like, why do you get it all?
You're jealous.
Some guy's going around with nothing because this guy got it all.
Yep. Is it you? Is that guy you?
Yeah, depending on the day.
Oh, it's depressing.
Doesn't every cop have camera arrays in the front, though?
Yeah.
Like, if I had another fantasy of mine, M79 grenade launcher, the same weapon used to fell the T-1000. One of those in the trunk right behind the license plate, and the license plate would lift up and then just fire one right into the grill.
Yes.
Do a little radiator damage, maybe blow the guy to King Come. I don't know. I can't get caught up in details.
No.
But that wouldn't work either. Again, plates getting spotted.
You use a fake one, dummy.
Well, I'm not like a real criminal. It's just like if you're getting pulled, you think to yourself for 5 seconds, like, I could lose this bastard. But they probably already got your plate.
Yes. Probably.
You sound like you've just made it through Schindler's List. What's wrong with your voice?
Sorry, I had a... I'm good. We're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need the cape and cowl for that voice?
I'm sorry, what?
The cape and cowl.
I don't know what that means.
It's not a comedy duo, one of them Simon Cowell. It's the cape and cowl, the Batman thing.
I'm Batman.
Yes, that you sounded a bit like that. That's the Michael Keaton, I'm Batman. That one I like. Christian Bale is like the almost Cannibal Corpse singer voice.
Oh my God, I can't handle it. It got progressively worse.
It really did. Just like the series itself.
Oh, no,
I like the first one the best. Screw Heath Ledger.
No. I think it's a tie for me for the first and second ones. Dark Knight is...
Also an acceptable answer.
A masterpiece. I don't care who you are. My new favorite Batman is Will Arnett in the Lego movie.
Oh, God. He would be good for that.
He
would be really good at that.
He was so good.
I love him. He's been starring in every role called I Owe Amy Poehler a Lot of Money for Our Divorce.
They were married?
Yeah. They just got split. And it's
what?
Like, they're... Yeah, man. He is very active. And only part of it is because, like, his star is on the rise. Because he's doing some crapola, too.
Oh, yeah, he did that Nut Job movie.
Not just that. Doesn't he have like a CBS sitcom? The
what?
Words that strike fear.
Nobody watches that because it doesn't exist.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you heard of People Over 60? They exist.
I knew he had one on Fox that lasted like a couple episodes with Kerry Russell.
Okay, it's not We're the Millers. That's the movie. Hold on. Will Yeah, okay. Will Arnett is the one I'm thinking of. I kind of confuse him name-wise with Fred Armisen.
I had no idea they were married. I feel dumb.
Okay, the Millers. It is the Millers. I was close. It's like one of those things you see on a treadmill
in
the gym.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, thank God I have taste and self-respect. And that's the extent of your exposure to the show. We can bring this one home, by the way. We just did a good... Good Lord, it's like 58 minutes, something like that. 55-ish?
55.
Yeah, we've punished the audience enough. You wanna pull out?
That's what she said.
That's why you're here. All right, let's do this, too. I'm sick of not playing this. There. That's how I end a damn episode of this show. I'm sick of not playing it. It's As long as we're spitting in the face of music royalty licensing and all that stuff. And yeah, I'm sick of pretending that I don't know this isn't legal. It's not legal. Eat my ass. I'm not trying to sell your stupid song. I just want to talk over it. It's great. It ended Pulp Fiction. And thus it ends our show, which was Papa's Basement. Laura, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having
Laura,
me.
Laura, I'm trampling. If they want to get a hold of you, the good people at home, what do they do?
Don't. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
you can find me on Twitter at Accio Vibranium, which is a...
So someone has a worse Twitter handle than Howard.
I will punch you. It's
just
a
spell it.
It's A-C-C-I-O.
Okay.
V-I-B-R-A-N-I-U-M.
There you go.
Did I spell that right? I can't spell out loud.
You
I'm
don't
dyslexic.
Know your own damn handle. And
well, I just changed it because it used to be a World of Warcraft reference, and I was like, I don't like WoW
You're like,
anymore.
That's too stupid.
Yeah, that was way too... Shut it. I
way,
hate you.
Way
shut
too
your,
dorky. Harry Potter spell.
So I kept the Harry Potter because it's my life. and I added Vibranium because
Could you maybe
Marvel.
Make a really obscure Doctor Who reference your Twitter handle next?
I was trying to...
Maybe the word TARDIS with a lot of numbers that are like Rose's birth date or something mixed in there.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice pull. Rose. I like Rose.
I've seen three episodes. I know Rose.
Aww.
She kind of looks like me with blonde hair, I like to think.
She's
it's
great.
Very creepy.
I love Billy Piper. She's going to be at AwesomeCon. Oh, that's how you can find me. You can find me at AwesomeCon DC in April. Billy Piper's going to be there.
Where's
if you like
AwesomeCon DC located?
In DC, actually. It's the first convention.
My mouth is agape right now.
In DC, actually. Like DC Comic Con, not actually in DC. So AwesomeCon DC in DC. The second annual.
Say DC again.
DC.
Nice. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm the one that hosts this train wreck. At Papa's Basement to get me on Twitter, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Oh god, we're actually talking like way through this one. It's been a long time since we went that far. Maybe I'll just let it run out at the end.
Do it.
I do like that one. facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And it doesn't really help me financially, but itunes.com, look up Papa's Basement there. I wish I could say it's itunes.com/Papa's Basement, but it's actually like itunes.com/36-character-string. Because really? Apple's awesome like that.
Aww.
And, yeah, that's about it for me. We're good?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just letting it play out. I don't care. We're close to the ending. I love it when I actually do the ending and get all the way there and we do the outro. So we're back out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.